another red thing that grows on a vine. Red.
Oh, tomatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely, yes.
You ever seen the little ones? What do they call them?
Yes. We grew some of those real small ones. Let's see. My wife had something special. She, I believe, used those more for tomato juice.
Just those little?
Real small ones, yeah. About the size of plums.
Do they call anything, call them any names for them? Tommy Toes?
No, not that I have.
Okay.
Just a small
along
tomato.
With, yeah. Along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Yeah.
Both white or Irish, or of course the yam. Yes. We had a good crop of both last year and a few fall Irish potatoes.
And yams are just all yellow potatoes?
Yellow, yes.
Do you have any different kind of yams?
Just the old... Most common was the old Nancy Hall. Used to be, but then this Louisiana improved variety that's more prevalent around here now, more commonly grown.
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, yes. And then years ago was Nancy Hall, and then Puerto Rican, and then there's a Louisiana something that was bred up at the Louisiana Experiment Station that's more commonly grown around here.
When you were coming up, did they have a place where they keep potatoes or?
Yes, those that didn't have storm houses, of course. Most everyone had a sweet, a small building where they kept the sweet potatoes through the winter. Those that didn't will prepare a place, maybe in the corner of the garden, you know, and put down straw, hay, pine straw, and then put even corn stalks and then grass around that and sealed them off. But most everyone had a building and kept them in the building, you know, and keep them from freezing or winter hurt. Everyone kept them. That was a must because for the family as well as feeding a lot of them to the hogs, you know, if they had more than they needed.
Well, large leafy vegetables, you might.
Cabbage and collards, and in addition to those that we all talked about, the turnips and spinach and the collards and the cabbage we always had the cabbage in the spring and tried maybe when I was coming along, everyone had what they call a winter cabbage that would more or less had some characteristics of both the cabbage and probably the collard, but it did make a very small head along in the winter time that they grew.